Blog Talk Radio.
Apostle B.W. Jones Sr. right here on the Proceeding Word, literally elated and excited to be with you this day. This is a day that will never, ever be seen in your time again. It is a day that is about you. It is a day that was given to you that you and I might live to His glory. The thing about this type of day is on this wise. There is a reason you awoke today. That's right. There's purpose, there's plan, there is destiny. That's right. And a piece of life you are to experience today. It's not yesterday. No, it won't be tomorrow. It wasn't last year. It's not going to be next year. It is today. It is a present. More importantly, in this particular day of the week, you are also about to encroach upon a day of restoration and a day of rejuvenation to your very life. I want you to consider, as you go about your day today, that Yahweh has already placed in your way, before you were ever born, times of refreshing. We're going through hell in so many different areas of our lives. We go through so much drama, so much drag, so much disappointment, so many insufficiencies and insecurities, and so much pain in our hearts, whether it's made up in our minds or actually happening to us. There are issues that we deal with many times over in our weekday. But there is one day that Yahweh has given unto us to be refreshed and restored within. This at sundown today, this physical day called Friday on your Gregorian calendar, at sundown today, at sundown this day, will become your Sabbath. We're going to talk about what Sabbath is today, and I want you to realize that when you understand what Sabbath does for you and is to you, you will embrace restoration, rejuvenation, listen, redirection, you don't hear me yet, resetting of everything that you are, and all the dreams you keep having inundate your mind, even though they don't seem to be carrying out in your life, you are going to be able to revisit them, to re-excite you about life that is in you. This is the day that Yahweh has made. I will, regardless of what I'm going through, let me say that without laughing, regardless of what I'm going through, regardless of what I'm feeling, regardless of what I'm thinking, I have conditioned myself to rejoice and be glad in it. You are going to learn so much about Sabbath today that Yahweh, our Elohim, I'm certain, if you follow the instructions given today. Well, it's a dynamic time. We're in a dynamic season. We are between Pesach and Shavuot. There is a promise of his greatness toward us that is about to fall upon us, that is in a season of supernatural prescriptions and prophetic moments. I want you, I really want you to think about what we're going to teach today. So grab a neighbor, get a cousin, grab your auntie, your grandma, ma, that's right, call Pookie, get Peaches off the block, call them from under the tree, that's right, the Shade Tree Mechanics, get them to come over, turn the radio up really loud, turn on the internet, let them see it, turn your speakerphone on your telephone, those of you that have dialed in, and I want you to share it with everybody that you can, that the proceeding word is on the air. That's right, go to your social media, tweet them, Pinterest them, inbox them, Facebook them, whatever you need to do. LinkedIn them, let them know the proceeding word is on the air, and then tell them this, you're going to learn today. Well, we're going to be right back with you in just a few seconds. Don't go anywhere. Hold tight. It's going to get deep. Grab your Bibles and turn with me to Exodus chapter number 20. That's it. Go to Exodus chapter 20. We're going to do some serious teaching on how you can be refreshed and restored. Forget hump day. Let's talk about this day that Yahweh has made. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Want to learn more? Need a church home? Join us every Sunday at 10:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and Wednesday night Bible studies at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for dynamic teachings in and through the Word. You can also join us, if you can't be here physically, on Ustream. That is the letter ustream.tv/Apostle VW Jones. We hope to see you then. Until we meet. Shalom.
Well, we want to talk about something very important for you today that might bring you to a place of feeling being renewed. Everyone needs to be renewed. I know one of my greatest therapies for me whenever I'm going through anything or just having life happen to me, I love a good massage. Yeah, good deep tissue massage. I will go and lock myself away and shut down and have Inga from Sweden. That's right. Have her just rub out my muscles and my tissues and just give my muscles a reason to breathe in new blood. And sometimes our lives take on that same type of a format and flow. So today we're going to help you learn why it's important to breathe in this new flow of the word. We're talking about the benefits of keeping Sabbath. It's a very important thing. Sabbath is a day that has become very controversial within what we call religion, what we call faith. Personally, I don't have religion. I do activate faith, but I don't think we see faith the same way as religious sectors do. Religion to me is man-made, man-concocted ideologies of a term called theology. Now, when we talk about theology, it is a Greek word that means, in its core, the study of God. It's impossible for man to actually say that they can master studying God. Because as God, creator of heaven and earth and all that therein dwells, there's no way that we can study more than what he gives us insight to. So my issue with theology is that it created religion. And the truth is, we weren't to study God, but we were to study his will for us. In studying his will for us, he reveals himself to us. And when we try to shortcut knowing his will for us to know him, we are doing anti his will for our lives. And we end up suffering in lieu of that. Now, let's get off of that so we can be back to this piece of our study talking about the benefits of a Sabbath rest. Now, the Sabbath day, as you know, from Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, is the day that Yahweh made, and he rested from all of his labors. He blessed and he sanctified, or he hallowed that day that you and I could rest in him. So the controversy over Sabbath rest has been very well documented throughout religions and the antagonists of the Bible. It's also been widely documented amongst the advocates of the Bible. So let's talk about the real purpose for this very debated subject matter, the Sabbath. It's not about a day, people. It's about worship. It's about obedience. It's about understanding who and what he wants of us. So in Exodus chapter 20, the Bible lets us know that Yahweh told Moshe when he delivered the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt that I will want for you every 7 days of the week to rest in me. What does that mean? It says to honor the Sabbath day and keep it holy. That's what Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, a part of the Ten Commandments, states to us. Remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. Keep it Kodesh. If you've never understood what Kodesh means, I would recommend you seriously look up the word Kodesh. That word holy is so deep and rich in understanding. But holy, we'll say today, is meaning to keep it sanctified, keep it hallowed, keep it reserved, keep it consecrated unto your King, your God, and his visitation with you. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your works, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh, your Elohim. In that day you shall not do any work, you, nor your sons, nor your daughters, nor your manservants, nor your maidservants, nor your cattle, nor your strangers that are within your gates. And for 6 days Yahweh made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that therein is, and he rested the seventh day. Wherefore, Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day, and he hallowed it. That means he made room in it. That means he blessed it. Do you understand? That means he breathed on that day. He breathed in that day. That when we come into him, we receive that breath of life. Let me give you a quick equation of this and an analogy. An analogy from your Bible. The Bible declares in Genesis chapters 1 and 2 that when Elohim made man, he reached down into the dust of the earth, the third rock from the sun. He pulled out of a mountainside some pulchritude, or I should say some dirt. He then took that dirt, which is known in the Hebrew as Adoma. He took the Adoma, which is a creative generating power, and he takes from the Adoma dirt. He forms with that image that you and I know called man. He then puts in that man, that dirt, he creates and forms hearts, spleen, spinal cords, muscle tissue, sinew, vascular systems, blood cells. He puts inside of this thing hair follicle. He puts inside of this nails. He creates for us cartilage,
tendons, ligaments. He puts all of these things together, kidney, liver, all that you could have, heart, all these organs, brain, irises, nasal passages, esophagus. He creates from the dirt all of these entities, but they are not living until he breathes into them. That breath, that ruach, is highly connected to the word Kodesh. That is why the third person in the Trinity of our faith is called Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. So when he ruached, he breathed into man, man became a living soul. So I want you to understand the origin of where we're going when we talk about hallowed. So now let's look closely at this writ because it becomes even the more intriguing. I love Sabbath. It is a time, that I wish more would understand and stop fighting with and stop trying to prove their point, their right, their wrong about it. Just embrace it. Sabbath is supposed to be worship. It's supposed to be a time of obedience. So Sabbath day is considered a day of rest for many, many believers in Yahweh. Some people celebrate Sabbath on what they call the sixth day. That would be today. Some celebrate it on what is called Saturday. Some fight about it because of Catholic influence. That is on a Sunday. You have different sects of Israelis and Orthodox Jews that believe one way or another, this way or that way. I'm not interested in those arguments. Here's what I want you to understand. The Sabbath, people, is basically a particular day. I believe it is at the end of Friday, every week on our Gregorian calendar. And that time of sundown starts a 24-hour cycle that is intended for mankind to rest, to recharge. See, if we don't rest from that which pushing and driving us, our passions, our ethics, our work, our provisions, and the generations of our provisions, or I should say the generators of our provisions, the ideals in our minds, if we don't rest from that, if the artist never pulls away from the artwork, he'll never appreciate the canvas he has created. Sabbath does that for mankind. It allows us to pull away from all the paint we've put on this canvas that we are creating and see whether it is actually asymmetrical, if it's actually got the rhythm and the flow, if it's really communicating the message we started out trying to communicate. And oftentimes we can get so engaged in getting the project, getting the painting done, we never sit back to embrace the painting's progress and allow wisdom and insight to redirect to better communicate the image in our mind we want to have manifest on someone else's eyes. So the Sabbath day of rest is so important. It's more important to our life than we can ever imagine. And I've learned to embrace Sabbath because I deal with a lot of issues, a lot of weighty, emotional, spiritual issues of people's lives, my own. And the only way I can make sense of these things and categorize these things is when I take Sabbath rest. I shared with you all many months and years ago about a revelation on Sabbath of how people in my life who couldn't take tests. And so for me, I'm a student, I'm a researcher. I began to search out how to take tests, and I came across a medical idea. A neurologist was sharing with us that in order for you to intake data and then regurgitate data efficiently and or effectively in your environment, so for those of you who are academicians or those of you who are in schools of higher learning or in schools of primary learning. In order for you to pass a test, though you have drunk in all the text, all the homework, all of the essays you've been told to write and all of the research you've been told and directed and guided to do, until that information becomes compartmentalized in your mind, the ability to recall that data becomes scattered. It becomes inefficient. And so in order for it to become efficient to where you appear proficient, you must allow your brain to rest. So if you cram for a test, for a day, 24 hours, and you got a test to take tomorrow, but you cram all the way up into that test, all that data is just information dangling in your inner man. Until you go to sleep, until you rest for 5 hours or maybe 7 hours, your brain cannot have the opportunity to do what it was designed to do, compute all that data, put it into files, and then help you educate out of you what you've deposited into you. And thus your tests, if you don't rest, you'll know the information, you won't know how to recall the information. So let's look at life for a human being, the way Yahweh designed it. If we walk through life dealing with everything we see and hear and feel, and we do not take 24 hours out of a 7-day week to just rest, then that which is designed for us to compartmentalize all that information for proper recall later doesn't and cannot do its job. So this is not only spiritually a benefit, but naturally a benefit. Now, as a manager for most of my life, as a leader for all of my life, I have come to understand my days of worship with Sabbath have made me a much more proficient, a much more, watch this, secure leader and manager, because I'm able to now see what we call from hindsight, in some cases from retrospect, what it was I was dealing with prior to my day of resting. And once I have been able to dissect and retrospect and review what I did view, I'm able to now have a better outlook. So Sabbath does more for us practically than we can understand, though it is beneficial to us spiritually. So let's talk about the benefits of a Sabbath rest. As I told you, Sabbath is a day that is intended by Elohim for the man he made to rest in, which is why, as we told you, he hallowed that day. He breathed into that day. The same breath, listen, that actually was breathed into the first man. So when we go into that day as an attempt to worship, obey his requirement of us, we receive new life, new perspective, enlightened understanding about what we have and what we will encounter. I'm going to be pushing Sabbath rest and Sabbath worship until the day my actual Savior redeems me from this world. And I want you to embrace it because it is so important. Let me help you with this, because it talks, as we talked about before, a physical rest. Yahweh's commands about the Sabbath literally relate to us resting from any kind of work. And in resting from any kind of work, it is also designed for us to dedicate this 24-hour period of time to family and to activities around obedience to his word. Man, if people really took time off from doing all of our usual everyday activities, we would literally be physically rejuvenated. I look at people coming into church and coming into Bible studies on hump days and Wednesdays and midweek services, and I look at people as I go to stores and different institutions where business is being done. They look wore out. You look at them, they're dressed up, they smell good, their hair is tight, but when you look into their eyes, they are tired. They are wearied. They are worn. And if we don't, and if we keep missing resting in 7-day cycles, we look older than we are. I've had the beautiful experience of looking into the eyes of someone who rests well. And when I looked into their eyes, you could see their soul was just at peace. Oh, they got struggles, they got issues, they got contemplations, but there is such a peace over them. They don't look, you know, as if they're worn down by life. And many of us, myself included, chief at one time in my life, I looked much older than I was. I was strong, but I wasn't understanding what Sabbath rest meant physically. I just thought it was a spiritual, religious argument that did not need to be discussed or brought up to Christians because it divided Christians. Now I understand what the enemy's work was. It was designed to keep us from ever resting, because if you don't rest well, you will think eradicated. You will think, eradicated, that was the wrong word. You will think irrational, and your thinking it's scattered, it's torn, it's loose-ended. There are no conclusions that we come to. Thus we will cry, man, I'm so confused. But you won't be confused if you come to the Sabbath day of rest every week of your life. You have to make that time, because the world is designed to take that time. And when we understand what Sabbath rest does, listen to this. The Bible says Yahweh is not the author. Elohim is not the author of confusion. So if he's not the author of confusion, and yet we can say as believers in him, I'm so confused, we have a dilemma. Here's the thing. The dilemma is easily identified when we come into rest in him. Confusion is gone, because he's not the author of confusion. And what he has authored is his prescription for mankind's overall care. It never ceases to amaze me how we are quicker to take the prescription of someone else, attorney, tax assessor, medical physician. We should. They're wise people. They study their craft. They know their craft, and they do it for the benefit and the upkeep and well-being of humanity. However, they are practitioners. In all truth, they are practicing and hoping they get it based on solid research and information. But Yahweh isn't practicing. He is the creator. And he gives us a prescription for life, so that even those tax assessors, those lawyers, those physicians need to come and rest in him. And their jobs become even the wiser for those that they service, pastors and leaders, politicians. I remember in the Old Testament, in the Tanakh, they would cry a prayer. The priests would cry a prayer. They would say, blessed is the nation whose God is our Lord. Because they knew in the days of David that when the government honored Sabbath, the nation prospered. Woo! Man, I feel the anointing right here in the studio right now. My skin is just crawling with goosebumps. Because when we as a people, whether you're a church, whether you're a business, whether you're a family, whether you're a husband, whether you're a father, whether you're a mother, whether you're a business owner, whether you are in politics, if you should make Elohim your master, when he wants to sit with you, you have an automatic advantage over your competitors, over your antagonists, over your opposition, and you, watch this, are given victory every time, because you rest. You see through the glasses. You see through the lens of he who created you. We, I find, don't have to keep going through life trying to figure out what we are completely inept to understand, unless we're getting it from the source itself. That's what Sabbath is about. So like I said, Yahweh's command for us to rest on Sabbath isn't to bring division to Christendom, isn't to bring division to religion. It is to actually bring unity. Oh, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. For there, Yahweh, our Elohim, the I Am that I Am, El Eloyeh Israel, there, hallelujah, he commands the blessings, the tools that you and I need every day to get through to tomorrow, even life forevermore. So when we understand that Sabbath means so much more to us than an argument for Christians, it doesn't matter if you're a Seventh-day Adventist. It doesn't matter if you're a traditional or non-traditional or non-er. It doesn't matter if you are a Orthodox Judaism or non-Orthodox or Messianic Jew or, for that matter, a Catholic. I don't care what you are. But at the end of the day, it is the Sabbath that Yahweh wants all of us to come together in to understand him. I don't care if you decide to go to church. I don't care if you stay home and just rest for 24 hours, because that's literally what the Bible declares Sabbath is all about. Now, when we do this, the physical rest that we receive from Sabbath worship, I just heard in my spirit someone says, well, I go to church on Sabbath, and that's what you're supposed to do. I heard you, and I hear you. But I want you to understand something. If you're out there and you're saying that, you know I love you. That's why you're tuned in. But I'm going to give you what the Word says, not what I feel, because I was tossed to and fro between growing up with Jehovah's Witnesses in my family and watching them shut everything down on Friday. You couldn't iron, couldn't cook. You know, then the microwave came out and they were completely confused. Okay, well, we can't start a fire, but the fire can be started with a microwave. Should we do that? Well, since it's cooking, we'll just leave it there and let it go. But at the end of the day, I was just as confused as anybody and everybody else until he revealed to me through the feasts what Sabbath was all about. Now, when we talk about it, SDAs, whom I love, and now we don't just have Seventh-day Adventists. We have Seventh-day Baptists, Seventh-day Methodists, Seventh-day Holiness. We had Seventh-day everything. We just have Sabbath keepers. I am a Sabbath keeper. What does that mean? Do I go to church on Saturday? It's not a Saturday I go to church on. It's a matter of keeping the 24 hours between Friday at sundown until Saturday at sundown that makes a divine and holy difference. Listen to this closely. When we look at what Sabbath rest does, it gives us a physical rest. It rejuvenates us literally, physically. I mean, just put simple math to it. If you take 24 hours out of a 7-week period and rest, it's like a pit stop for a race car event. It's like a timeout in a basketball or baseball or football event. It's like a lunch break on your job. It gives you rest. It physically helps you to collect yourself. In all things, we actually ultimately gain from being healthier. If you don't rest, you can't assess the quirks or anything else in your body. Sabbath helps us to see us after we've worked for 6 days. Now, why did I bring that up about going to service and our SDAs and our Sabbath keepers? Because there's a major disconnect within Sabbath keeping as a principle. And I want to try to bring some unity to that. I love them all. I'll Sabbath and however you want me to Sabbath, as long as I can teach you this gospel. So when we talk about Sabbath, let's go to Exodus chapter number 16. Exodus chapter number 16. This is important. This is very important. Exodus chapter number 16. Let's go to verse 23. I'm going to read quite a bit so you can catch this. And I hope that you have questions. If you have questions, please ask them. Don't shun. Don't shy away. Don't run away. Ask your questions. We want to make sure that you catch this. Exodus chapter 23. This is from your Bible, people. This is from the Torah. I didn't make this up. This is in the Tanakh. This is in Shemot. This is in the book. This is in the Torah. Look at this. Verse number, chapter 16, verse 23. And he said unto them, this is that which Yahweh had said, tomorrow is the rest, meaning rest, of the holy Sabbath unto Yahweh. Bake that which you will bake today, and seed that which you will seed, and that which remains over, I want you to lay that up for you to be kept until the morning. And so they laid it up until morning, as Moses had instructed them. and it did not stink, neither was there any worm within. Moshe said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto Yahweh. Today you shall not find it in the field. Now, what are we talking about, finding it in the field? Well, let's backtrack very quickly to verse 14. The Bible says, when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small ground round thing, as a small as a hoar's frost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna, for they wist not what it was. And Moshe said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord Yahweh has given you to eat. This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating. Grab an omer for every man according to the number of your persons in your house. Take ye every man for them that are in your tents. Verse 17 of chapter number 16 says, and the children of Israel did so. They gathered, some gathered more, some gathered less. And when they did meet it or measure it within an omer, he that gathered much had nothing left over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating, because this is how Yahweh provides for us. Verse 19 says, and Moshe said, let no man leave what you gather today until the morning. Verse 20, notwithstanding, they didn't listen to Moshe, but some of them left of it, they left and had leftovers for the next morning. And the manna that they made and left over for the next morning bred worms, and it stank. Moshe was very upset with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun came up and waxed hot, the coriander seed or the manna that was left on the ground melted. So it came to pass that on the sixth day, this bread that Yahweh was providing from heaven for them, they would gather, as he instructed, twice as much bread on the sixth day. So instead of one omer, they collected two omers for one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses, look, we didn't just gather one omer today. We gathered two omers per man today. Why is this? So Moshe said to them, and this is what we pick up in verse 23. Here are the instructions of Yahweh. This is that which Yahweh had said. Don't be confused, guys. This is expected, because tomorrow is the Sabbath day of rest. So he's giving you double today, the sixth day, so that you could do the baking today, because tomorrow he wants your full attention. Is this making sense to some of you? He says, so I want you to bake that which you need to bake today, seed, cook, boil, make your meats for that which you need to seed and cook today, so that whatever you have left over, you can use that for tomorrow. Now, usually, as you know, when you leave this bread left over for tomorrow, it'll stink and have worms. But because it's the Sabbath day of rest and you've been provided double on the sixth day, that which you keep over from the sixth day going into the seventh day, because the Sabbath day has been hallowed and made holy, it won't stink. It'll be that sustenance you need for that day's meal. Verse 24 says, and they laid it up until the morning, just like Moses instructed, and it did not stink. Neither was there any worm inside of it. Verse 25, Moshe said, eat that today, for today is the Sabbath unto Yahweh. Today you shall not find any coriander seed, any manna out in the fields where you picked this from. Verse 26, he says, 6 days you shall gather in this manna. Listen closely, these are the instructions. But on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it you're not going to find any coriander seed. You're not going to find manna in the fields like you do on the 6 days. The seventh day, it won't be there. Yahweh's not going to give it to us on the seventh day because he gives us double on the sixth day. Listen to the scripture now. Listen to the writ. Listen to the word. Listen to the instructions. Listen to the prescription. Verse 27, Exodus chapter 16. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people, even after he gave them the instructions. He said, don't go out on the seventh day because there's not going to be anything on the seventh day out there for you to pick. Some people still got up and went out on the seventh day to gather, and guess what? They found nothing. Verse 28, and this is interesting because this is really good. Watch this closely. Verse 28 says, and Yahweh said unto Moshe, how long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? This is Yahweh talking to Moshe because Yahweh knows Moshe told the children, don't go out on the seventh day because Yahweh said so. There's not going to be anything there. But hard-head people who hear what they want to hear still go out there on the seventh day, and it upsets Yahweh because we're not listening to his instructions. We're not hearing what he is saying. So Yahweh is upset. He says, how long will you refuse to do what I've asked you to do? And Yahweh said unto Moses, verse 28, how long refuse you to keep my commandments and my laws? So Moses got to get beat up by Elohim because the people he covers. Look at verse 29. Yahweh says to him, see, for that Yahweh hath given you, or I'm saying Moshe says to the people, see that Yahweh has given you the Sabbath. Therefore, he gives you on the 6 days the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in your place. Let no man leave your place on the seventh day. On the seventh day. Now, why did you bring that up, Apostle? Because when we rest on the seventh day, Yahweh had no intentions for us to leave our families on the seventh day. He wanted to come into our families on the seventh day, and then the morrow after the seventh day, we fellowship and talk about what we learned in our private, secret place worship with him. This is why our families today are so scattered, so dysfunctional, because we're not resting on the seventh day. Everybody's eating. No one's eating at the table. No one's coming together to do family events or sit and just talk one with the other and thank God they made it through last week, that the mortgage is paid. Thank God that no one is injured or ill. God, that those that did get ill or got injured have a process of being healed, because Yahweh's given us all that is necessary and pertinent to righteousness and godliness. And we don't come together to give him thanks just for the sun shining. So Sabbath is so much more important than we think. Well, we told you, if you got a question, hit us up at 718-506-1558. We have a question on the line. Caller, how can we help you today? Shalom.
Shalom, Apostle. I'm just going to ask, how do we celebrate and honor Sabbath with our smaller children, where I can honor Sabbath, but I'm really trying to teach my son, so I get challenged because he's only 5 and he can only watch so many biblical DVDs and I can only read so many verses, so he gets just really challenged. What would you suggest for those of us teaching our smaller children at a young age to honor the Sabbath?
That's a great question, daughter in Zion. I want you to understand this when we talk about how we get our children to engage in a world that has been inundating our children with technology and inundating our children with everything from sex to socialism to humanism to everything. The only way that our children learn is from what we supervise in their presence. There is a phrase for the moviegoer called PG that is known as parental guidance. Everything that our children at that age learn to do is based on what they see and mimic us doing. It's easier to train our children than we think, especially, and I've lived this myself, when we trying to live for Elohim and other family members that have access to our children, see that we live this way, they will tell the child or tell us, it don't take all that. Why are you doing that? Let that child live. Well, that child has to be trained up in the way of the Lord. The custom in Israel has always enamored me. It has always intrigued me because they do what's known as Beth Shafar. Beth Shafar is when they take their children at the age of 4 and they begin to teach them the Torah. So they go to school to learn the book of instructions. By the age of 8, from 4 to 8, those 4 years, those children have learned the first 5 books of our Bible, which is Exodus, Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. They know them and can quote them on demand. Now, unfortunately, our Western Hemisphere doesn't think that children that early can learn. I submit to every viewer today, the mind of a child fresh out the womb is a sponge that we have no comparison for. And what we allow to be absorbed in that mind will play out when their body tentacles can physically manifest what they've conceived. That's why if you put a child at that age in front of TV, they will learn how to do the Dougie. They will learn how to do Tootsie Roll. They will learn how to cuss like Cat Williams based on what they're sucking into their brain. The Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go. When they get older, they will not depart from it. Now, what does that mean? That the young child's mind absorbs and is craving what to do in this new world. And what we govern them under determines how they will function when they're able to make their own calls. So to get your child to celebrate Sabbath with you means you shut your house down from all other outside influences, and I do mean that, and your child sees you observe Yahweh. Many people, unfortunately, in our day and our time will tell us that that is cultic. Well, that's not cultic. That's my culture. I honor the God of my salvation. He prescribes that I give him 24 hours a day. So we will take, there are movies now. It was more difficult back in the day. There are movies now about the Bible that make the Bible fun to listen to, fun to watch, make the stories of the Bible more entertaining. You can go and I have a library of movies, animation, as well as documentary, as well as, you got Passions of the Christ out there now. You've got the One Night with the King now. You got Esther. You got David and Goliath. You got Samson and Delilah. You got movies that Tinseltown is putting forth, indie movies are putting forth, that if your child is so stuck on learning from television, we still have avenues that they can glean and still honor the Sabbath in that 24-hour period of time. Just remove, and there are games there. You got VeggieTales out there. You got Story Keepers. Oh my goodness, if you can go online, procure the entire series of Story Keepers. There's something called VeggieTales. They're okay, they're good, but they serve a purpose. There are, again, Story Keepers. There's a guy called the Donut Man. He's got a 15 series episode where you can sit and watch him an entire Saturday and still have something left over for next week. So there are so many ways that our children can learn the Bible in the vein of teaching and learning that a child at their age can. But the key thing is, with those manipulatives, the more important thing is what we do during that day. So if we begin to establish habit in our household that come Friday at sundown, till Saturday at sundown, this house shuts out Beyonce, this house shuts out Jay-Z, this house shuts out Scandal and Empire, this house shuts out, basketball and football. We honor him in this day. And it doesn't mean you got to shut out the sporting events per se. I'll talk about that another day on another broadcast. But we are dedicating this 24 hours to our Elohim. We're going to embrace our family. You and I who are in this home, who honor him, because just because you have family doesn't mean that your family serves the God you serve. so those family members would not be conducive in that 24-hour period of time to be in your environment unless they really want to learn how you worship. But if they just want to come over and say, look, I'm coming into town on such and so day, so I'm going to be there from Friday until Sunday. He's like, okay, well, that's cool. We can hang out all day Friday morning, but come Friday, it's the Sunday night, I'm going to be in Sabbath worship. Well, what's that? Well, that's when I shut down and I honor the king. I honor my father. I do a lot of study and time. And, you know, we just honor Sabbath, you know. Well, I'd like to honor Sabbath with you. Great, wonderful. Come on, we'll hang out. But if they're just coming down and say, well, you know, I'm in town. You should be hanging out with me. I want to go to Doug and Buster's. Well, unfortunately, I'm going to be in my observation of my faith. You crazy. Something wrong with you. Well, let me have your son. Let me take your daughter out. Let's go out and we're going to take them and go to Disney or something. I'm sorry. We can do that after sundown. But from Friday at sundown to Saturday at sundown, that's where I'm at. You're more than welcome to come. You tripping. I ain't trying to get up in no cult. And what's this stuff you're talking about, Yahweh, anyway? You know? Does that help a little bit?
Yes, it does. And thank you very much. At least now I know I'm doing the right thing because we do have VeggieTales and all the Christian DVD things. So thank you very much.
Now, again, like I say, there's another group out there. I really recommend it. It's called Story Keepers. I think Zondervan may be a part of that. Rose Publications also has some dynamic children's things that is biblical but entertaining for the child. But, again, the most important piece here, daughter, and I'm glad we've answered your question. If you got any more questions, you know, call us back or inbox us on Facebook. I'm going to go ahead and dismiss from you at this time. But for those of you that are listening as we've answered that question, remember the biggest thing for your Sabbath worship is that whoever runs the house controls the atmosphere. I don't mean like some tyrant. I mean you surrender. And the song says, as you always hear me sing in a worship service, welcome into this place. Literally sanctify your space for him. Allow no drama-filled people to come into your environment during these days. Allow yourself to sit back and go into what we call introspection. Hindsight thinking. Permit yourself to check yourself. You know, well, how did I respond to such and so this week? You know, I got upset with such and so. I think that this should have happened. I feel this should have gone down. Go back and filter all those experiences over the 6 days in the Word. Search out what you felt all those 6 days. Did you feel anger? Search out anger. Did you feel happy at any time? Search out happiness. Did you feel conflicted about certain things? You know, search that out in the Word. Find the word that best describes what you were feeling, and then search that word out through your concordance. That's how you study to show yourself approved. But what this does for us is it creates for us a physical rest, a spiritual rest, and when we keep a spiritual rest, it enhances us and it gives us and contributes for us a more restful way of feeling and thinking, not only about our faith in our God, but about ourselves and our situations. Ultimately, it gives us a closer relationship with Elohim. Resting on Sabbath involves regular practice of obedience and prayer during your day of Sabbath. This as a routine, not as some rigid thing, but this as a worship and a surrender, a sacrifice of your time, will develop a closer relationship with Yahweh. You will be fulfilling Psalms 91, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You know, you pray, you can either pray alone on that day, you can pray in a group on that day. If you're close to your church, go to your church on that day. If your church is having church, fine, but praying on that day, studying on that day, either way is a great means to communicate with one's inner soul. You have an inner soul. And there is a divine being in each of us, even though we act like heathens outside. But having this kind of relationship with Elohim translates into a better understanding of things and how to improve tolerances and acceptances of other people. The Sabbath day of rest, it is so important to me, as it is to many people around the world, because the differences and the benefits include everything we just talked about. Having a better relationship with Him, learning to tolerate and accept other people and their way of thinking. For me, the Sabbath day of rest is a perfect time for me to detach myself from all the so-called earthly things I enjoy. And instead of doing them in that 24-hour period of time, I focus on their real purpose in my life and whether I'm wasting time with them, and it helps me to carve more time out for He who created me. You are about to enter into the seventh day of Sabbath. Sundown today, I believe it's at 7:50 today. I could be wrong, but check it. Just ask for sundown. At sundown today, consider channeling and focusing and shifting the majority, if not all, of your focus on the things of Elohim. It's not boring. It's not military. It's refreshing. It can help us think better, see better, walk better, talk better, engage people better, engage us better, forgive people, forgive ourselves. Sabbath rest, it removes confusion. Many people will make it so deep, but it is real simple. My coach used to say in basketball, we gain great success from this principle. He said, be quick but not in a hurry. He said, we will always have a plan that is simple. And when you execute the simple plan, it is the execution of the simple plan that brings you the success you desired. Set a plan to give Yahweh this 24 every week. Execute it, and you'll receive the benefits of it. But if you do it half-heartedly and you don't do it wholeheartedly, don't expect the benefits and then turn around and say, Apostle, I tried that stuff. It ain't work. You all, I don't want to don't come back to me unless you actually gave 100% to doing it. Well, I live in a culture right now, Apostle, where I got to work. They got me working 25 hours a day, and I got to work. My job is 25 hours a day, so when they call me, I got to work. If I don't work, I don't eat. Ain't that what the Bible says? Don't the Bible say that too? Yeah, it does say that. But more importantly, above everything else, the first thing He's ever wanted us to do is found in Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. He created that day for us to rest in Him from the work He gives us. And if we can learn to rest in His work He gave us, then the work we do in the world will be conducive to us resting with Him. And let me tell you something. I told one boss years ago, I said, you need me to be off on that day. If you like what I'm producing for you, I need you to give me that day off. And if I have that day off, everything I do for you will bless your business. That boss honored me. To this day, his business strives back up north. And he calls me frequently, and he tells me how many people were affected by that choice. And he himself now has taken a good part of Saturday, which is to business huge, and he closes down very early. Now, that's a start for someone who didn't believe until they met me. And I'm hoping that they'll give the whole to Yahweh. So, understand, people, Sabbath day of rest is for us. It was made for man. That's why it was made. It was made for us to rest with the Creator. Well, I hope that this helps you. Every Friday's broadcast, we'll talk about Sabbath. There's a phrase that we use, I want you to learn it. It's called Shabbat. Shalom. That means the seventh day, shalom, seventh day of rest. So when you hear me say Shabbat Shalom to you, I am prophesying that in your time of rest on the seventh day, as you honor it, Yahweh will grant to you and push into your soul completeness as you rest, fullness as you rest, harmony as you rest, health as you rest, peace as you rest, perfectness as you rest, prosperity as you rest, tranquility as you rest, safety as you rest, soundness of mind as you rest, the pureness of rest as you rest, welfare of your being as you rest, and wholeness to your being as you rest. That's what shalom means. So I say to you, Shabbat shalom. Till we get a chance to meet again, please know we love you. Hope that you'll keep tuning in. Go to our webpage, bwjministries.com, and I need you to partner with us. We desperately need you to partner with us. We're not begging you, but we're asking you to consider helping us to keep taking this type of teaching to the rest of the world. I can reach so many more if you'll help me do so. Go to bwjministries.com. Consider becoming a partner with us. And I look to hear from you soon.
The Bible declares, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as some is. We therefore ask you now, do you have a church home? Are you in proper fellowship at a home of worship that explains and expresses the word of God with clarity? We want to invite you to come today. Join us at 3155 South John Young Parkway right here in the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. Every Sunday at 10:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Wednesday night. Listen, if you're in the city, we'd like for you to join us. We want to make you our VIP this next service. Join us. Become a part of a team, a ministry that is growing in grace through the knowledge of properly applied word and thereby growing you into new faith of why you exist on the earth. Until we get opportunity to meet again, you are already a king and a queen. Therefore, we say to you, Shalom.